Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 5:04. Indiana's Attorney General has filed a suit against a nonprofit or for-profit foreclosure company that has operated illegally in 15 Indiana counties. Greg Zeller hopes the public will become more aware of companies like Legal Home Loan Solutions, which he says preys on homeowners trying to save their homes. Three other companies were also named in the suit after collecting thousands before performing any services. The weak economy is forcing many Americans to cut back on spending money to watch TV, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
A tally by the Associated Press shows 8 of the 9 largest pay TV providers in the U.S. lost more than 195,000 subscribers between April and June. That's the group's first quarterly loss. The main reason appears to be continually high unemployment and a housing market that has many people living with their parents. But there are hints that some people are canceling cable or satellite in favor of cheap internet video. Sites like Netflix and Hulu run many popular TV shows for free, sometimes the day after they air on television. I'm Ed Donahue.
An artist and others are criticizing a decision by Indianapolis International Airport to take down his sculptural painting and put up a video screen showing art and advertising. The airport paid $150,000 for the three-story glass and canvas work, but one critic says it's being replaced with what amounts to a billboard. A delivery driver was killed when a tree fell onto his truck during a thunderstorm in northeastern Indiana. The UPS truck was struck yesterday evening as the storm moved through Auburn. The DeKalb County Coroner's Office says the driver was killed instantly. Right now, sun and clouds and 80 degrees for WFYI News.